Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, dear listeners of Eagle FM. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And, this is your economic conversational program. We are here from the hour of six, until 8 o'clock. Yes, it's the right time to thank, Matthias Angala. It's the right time to thank Matthias Angala. And yeah, it's 10 minutes past the hour of 6, 27th of August 2025. And it's midweek. It's almost at the end of the month. And it's end of the month to some people, which is quite understandable. However, in this morning, as it has always been the case, we are going to discuss economic development. We are going to discuss issues of bread and butter. And yeah, before we go to dive into the main conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that, we are greeting you, and also we like motivating you, especially, when you are waking up, standing up and looking ahead, What you need to understand is that, we subscribe, or you make sure that you learn. Learn from those who came before you. Sun Tzu said, life, it's war. It depends on how you face your battles every day. Every day you wake up, you must operate like a military general. Every day you wake up, you pick which battle to fight, which one not to fight. And, it's how you handle your battles. Everybody is, faced with different battles. And, it's always very important also to appreciate what you have. Not only to complain, but to look at what you have, how long you have came, and how long you have been pushing that dream. So it's always very important to believe in yourself, and also focus on positivity, and also see how you can navigate through the day. So yeah, Early Morning Scoop is your business and economic discussion platform. This is a platform that we discuss issues of bread and butter. We look at national developmental policies. We look at international relation policies. We look at trade policies. We look at developmental projects. We look at the participation of government, participation of NGO, participation of private sector, and also participation of academia in development of the country. And indeed, when we discuss development, not only looking at economic development in general, but we also look at all the sectors of development. Look at the infrastructure development. And indeed, even today's guest is going to speak on infrastructure development. We are also going to look at, or we have always been looking at not only economic infrastructure, but at the center of that is human development. Are the human beings able to access the basic needs? Are they able to afford the basic needs? What are the development in terms of sectors of human security, food security, issues of governance, issues of state-owned enterprises, issues of emerging sectors? Such as green hydrogen. Where have we been? What are some of the progress? We also look at issues of oil and gas. Is oil a blessing or a curse to us? How are we handling issues of oil and gas so far? At what pace? What are the outcomes? And we also do an assessment. We do an assessment on policy progress. We look at what we've done right and what we've done not right. And also how we can improve, because the aim is only one. The aim is only one, is to make sure that we contribute positively to the development of the country. And we are always indicating to you that as long as Namibia is where it is at this moment in time, we need to have these discussions. We need to have this conversation. And we need to make sure that this discussion, not only discussion for the sake of discussion, but to get an outcome out of this. Let's look at paying the bills, then we can come back shortly.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovey's premium disposable nappies, 36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's High Foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliter Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only 32.99 Namibian dollars, and palm olive shampoo and conditioner for 34.99 Namibian dollars each. You save, I save, we all save at USave.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and what we are indicating to you is that after every conversation that we bring about, we open the line for you so that you can ask your question, ask your clarification question, you give your comment, and also give your input, because in some instances or in some situation, it could be that you are a person who is vested more in that topic. Could be that you did more research in that. It could be that you are a professional, technical expert within that topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you did more research. You even wrote books about the topic that we are discussing. That's why we are always encouraging you to make sure that after every conversation that we bring about, make sure that you communicate with us. Give your input, because your view is not only the view that just being listened to, but it's also your view that can be used to shape policies, can be used to shape projects, and also can be used. You don't know the impact of words coming out of your mouth. You do not know the impact of the skills that you have that you are going to transfer to other people, how to navigate about issues. It could be that that wisdom is the one which is going to change the development in terms of infrastructure, in terms of the economy, and in terms of human development. That's why we are always making sure that this is not a one-directed conversation. It's a conversation that, allows everybody to partake and also give their input. Yeah. Before we go to what we have, particularly from global affairs, continental, and also issues of national affairs, so it's very important to make sure that you connect with us, follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Make sure that you like and share that page. And when you do that, you get the luxury of, accessing economic development issues, issues of food security, issues of trade, and all the news which are related to human development, economic development, and infrastructure development. That's why we are indicating to you, get economic insight and understand where the world is coming from, understand issues of tariffs, understand issues of global relations, and be an informed citizen. And when you are an informed citizen, you are also going to make informed decisions, calculated decisions, that are going not only be beneficial for you, but this is going to be beneficial for your professional growth, beneficial for your community, beneficial for your constituency or region, and also beneficial for your country, your continent, and indeed to the world. So that's why we are indicating to you that do not miss out. It will not cost you effort. Like, share, follow. Then you have a luxury of receiving updates, and also understand what is happening in the world of globalization, what is happening in terms of global politics, what's happening in terms of geopolitics, what happened in terms of tech, what happened in terms of, sport and investment. So like and share Eagle FM page, and you become a good citizen who understand and also I have an opportunity to receive those information. So the other thing is also that we have an e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday. It's coming out every Wednesday. And also coming out every Friday. And when you have access to the Villager newspaper, you get access to economic statistics. You have access to stories on governance. You have access to issues related to trade, issues related to international relations, issues related to food security, issues related to technology, and also issues related to sport, and also you know, issues related to innovation. Yeah, that's why we are always indicating to you, we are always telling you to say, like and share the Villager Newspapers page. That is our e-paper. And you can also subscribe to the Villager Newspaper. And just send your name to this number and save it as a WhatsApp contact. Then you'll be able to receive a soft copy for free every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. So send your name to this number, 081-241-44, 081-200-4144. So send your name and save that contact detail, 081-241-44 is your WhatsApp contact detail. Then you'll be able to receive the Villager Newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and indeed every Friday. Because we're always saying, if you are a researcher, you are a student of trade, student of international relations, international law, student of governance, student of economics, student of agronomics, student of you know, food security, or an informed citizen, or a citizen who is passionate about you know, development, you are a developmental enthusiast. So make sure that you always use the Villager Newspaper as your source, as one of your sources of information. If you're in academia, you want to expand your research, read the Villager Newspaper. Then you have access to the reference sources, and you have also access, you know, to the referenced, you know, insights that you find in the Villager Newspaper, particularly in terms of economic development and also human development. And from there, it's easier for you to expand your research. It's easier for you to expand your capacity, and you become a citizen that is content based. And when you enter those discussions, when you attend those interviews, when you do those presentations, you are informed, because you have statistics, you have numbers, you have content, and you know exactly what you are doing. You are not only a person who is saying yes or just okay in every discussion, but somebody who can bring a concrete, you know, point on the table, and also make sure that Namibia is advanced. So, because when you have economic insights, when you have data, when you have information, crucial informations, it's easier for you to make decisions and also avoid unnecessary mistake, unnecessary costly mistakes, and that is exactly what we need. So, apart from that, there are also those who are asking questions to say, Gelefem Namibia, where are you? Why are we not connected to you? And why the frequency here is up and down? We are indicating to you that in the world of advancement, we come up with Eagle FM app. We come up with Eagle FM app. And Eagle FM app is an app that you can download. You can go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, and download Eagle FM app. The good thing about downloading Eagle FM app, when you have Eagle FM app in your phone, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air. Like currently, now, when you are speaking on air, you'll be able to listen to those programs. And also, in the situation that you have missed previous programs, you were busy, you were doing something of equal importance, you also have an opportunity to look at the podcast. And when you go to podcast, you have access to the previous programs, you have access to the previous content. Then you'll be able to listen at your own time, at your own pace, and get the right information that you want. So that is Eagle FM app. And yeah, you can also listen to us online. You can listen to us online. Just press in Eagle FM Namibia. Press that sign of home. Then you can also be able to listen to us on air. And the good thing about the app also, the good thing about the app is that when you download the Eagle FM app, it's operating exactly as WhatsApp, in the context that you can work with it anywhere, everywhere. Everywhere that you find yourself in the world, whether you are in Japan, whether in Yokohama, you are in Tehran, you are in New York, you are in Addis Ababa, you are in New Delhi, wherever you are finding yourself, you will be able, as long as you have access to internet. So, yeah, lastly, before we go to what do we have at the global front, you can also get an access to Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of hymn book. It's an app that will give you a digital version of a hymn book. And in a situation that you do not have a hymn book, a hard copy hymn book, you do not need to worry anymore because technology is covering you, digitalization is covering you. Just download Imba app. When you download Imba app, you have access to a Hangano, that is a Shiwambo hymn book. You have access to Omaimburiro, that is a Shierero hymn book. You have access to Afrikaans hymn book, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you download Imba app. And when you download Imba app, it will be easier for you. You find yourself at a certain graduation, for example, and you are allowed or you are given an opportunity. You are given an opportunity to speak and also sing from a hymn book. Just take your phone, work smart. You save time. You also save, space. You are at church and you just forgot that your hymn book or is old, stolen, left it somewhere. Don't worry. Take your time. Download, Imba app and you make your life more easier. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's 27 minutes, past, the hour of six, 27 minutes, past, the hour of six. We are moving, into Early Morning Scoop. We are moving, in, Early Morning Scoop. And yeah, let us look at commercial break. Then we are going to look at, what do we have, particularly from the global front, what is happening at the global front, and also what is happening at the national level. And, do not move away from your radio, because we are going to be in conversation. We are going to be in conversation with Erasmus Nekundi, that is a spokesperson of MTC in Namibia, just to speak to us, especially in issues that are related to the recently launched 5G network. The recently launched 5G network. We are going to talk about the issues of accessibility, issues of usability, and also issues of affordability, and also how can Namibian benefit from this, especially students, those who are in a village, those who are in rural areas, those who are doing business, those who want fast connectivity, and also what are some of the costs involved, or it's going just to be the same as other network and everything. So this is Early Morning Scoop. Let's look at the commercial break. Then we'll look at what we have, what is happening in the globe, what's happening in the globe in terms of geopolitics, economy, and also infrastructure development.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount.
It's time for the ShopRite Home and Appliances promotion. Upgrade your home and live in style with a wide range of products, like a 12-piece summer living glass drink set for only $119.99 per set, and a 12-piece silver steam cookware set for only $649.99 per set. Don't miss out on these special deals and more. Offers valid until 7 September 2025. Only at ShopRite, the home of lower prices you can trust. Always.
Oma penda furegetu oganya nyere omore kojero manguruko. Moni na agasimaneka ihe pakunya nyera onjira dagaminwa. Ninga ehogororo jupenda ngabeka ondapo omata ayera nagapame no madira adiro ogaera. Nongere to hingi waliko kiyodungo imangiramo etokara watonata. Ongwe omutona tirigonjo konona yawo. Esikundika jomapenda fure, umahogororo woye na geirekele upenda wawo. Kara ependa jasha siku, ningashoka shomojira, etokupita omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yeah, let us start with the French. Let's start with the French. The French man. It was stated that the French government has officially handed over the skull of King Toera from Madagascar, along with three additional skulls believed to belong to members of Sakalava Ethnic Group. Sakalava Ethnic Group. And in this case, after many years of colonialism, violent colonialism, particularly in the 1800s in Madagascar, when it was colonized by France, people were killed. King Toera was killed, and the skulls were taken to France. And in this news, it is stated that French government has decided to officially hand over those skulls, to the government of Madagascar. And also, it's also one of the historical move to make sure that to build relationships, and also to make sure that in terms of strengthening a relationship, and also in terms of resolution, and also in terms of keeping the peace, particularly between the former colonies and also former colonial masters. And it was stated that these skulls have been staying in National Museum of Natural History of Paris. They have been staying in Natural Museum of Paris. They were, you are killed by former colonial masters. They take your skull. They parade them there in their museums. But now is the time that France decided to say it's now time for these skulls to be taken back home. And also maybe to be buried in dignity, or also to be used as a national symbol, not to forget what has happened. It's not only happened in Madagascar. Namibia have also experienced the same thing, particularly with Namba and Herero genocide of 1903 to 1908 there. That is also what have happened. This is what have happened. We have also seen in the past years where Germany also has to return some of the skulls of those people who were killed and taken to museums in Germany. And I think it's also a matter of it's a matter of former colonies to make sure that they reclaim what is belong to them. And some of the skulls are still not yet known where they are. Even when you question to say where is the skull of the late Mandume Ademfaya, for example, still not yet known where it is. And also when you ask somebody to say where is the body of Hendrik Witboy, for example, still yet known where it is, though there are some speculations and also symbolic graves. And these are some of the things that we need to interrogate and also ask and also see how can we make sure that we deal with heritage, we deal with history of we deal with the past, how do we deal with the past, and also how we reconcile with the past, because it cannot be fine or it cannot be right if there is a genocide which happened over 100 years ago, then the skulls are still with those who did those atrocities. And it's also a question of payment, because what have happened years ago needs to be to be dealt with in a civilized manner, to say this is how you pay, or this is how you deal with the victim of those one. And this is a question to bring us to the question of genocide, also Namibian genocide, and also to understand that it was not only us Namibians, there are also those which have suffered, However, even if the generation which is standing now of France is not yet to be blamed, there are their forefathers, what they did, and it's an issue of civilized men and women solving issues of the past and also looking ahead. And those are some of the things that have happened, and it's what is happening in the global affairs. And it's also very important to look at this news and also see.
In a significant move, 127 years in the making, France has taken steps to return the remains of a slain king of Madagascar. The French government has officially handed over the skull of King Touéra, along with three additional skulls believed to belonging to members of the Sakalava ethnic group. This solemn celebration took place at the French Ministry of Culture on Tuesday, with the skulls set to be buried in Madagascar on August 31st. These remains, previously held at the National Museum of Natural History in Paris, were taken as trophies following a violent colonial attack in Ambiki, Madagascar, in the late 1800s. King Touéra was killed during this assault by French troops, and his skull has been a subject of contention for many years as Madagascar sought to reclaim it. Rachida Dati described the restitution as a historic event and acknowledged the circumstances under which these skulls entered France's national collections, which he stated violated human dignity and were rooted in colonial violence.
Yeah, the skulls were taken as trophies. Taken as trophies and paraded in the museums there in France. And, it's now a good move when, people are reclaiming their ancestors. And, I think, ancestors are also haunting them. They want to come back home. That's why I think, that is also a point to get to say now that, that they are back, maybe things will not, things will not be the same anymore. You know, if you understand the African history, and also African philosophy or indigenous knowledge, which are starting to come by and understood, to be able to understand to say when things are not moving well, you must also look at things that you have done. You must also look at things what you have done. Because when you look at where France is standing in terms of geopolitics and even its internal politics, it's not standing well in terms of its economy, in terms of its trading partners, in terms of its former colonies. And I think Macron is doing his best to make sure that he is rebuilding those relationships. Because if you look at, for example, the Sahel regions, where France was operating, their troops are sent back home. They do not have access to gold and many other minerals that they were getting for less to nothing, especially when it's coming to their former colonies, it's coming to countries in the Sahel region. Talk about Burkina Faso, the Mali, them, Niger, and many other countries, former colonies. Look at Chad. You'll be able to understand that it's also now the time that they have to take things back and also rebuild relationships, especially with your former colonies and also other partners. And it's something that we need to look at. And also correcting your mistakes is not a bad thing at all. And also in the aspect of diplomacy, and also making sure that you build those relationships, you strengthen them, and also to make sure that in terms of looking at the future, how are your successors going to operate with other countries. And also if you have a tainted history, although you cannot go to the past and also fix those mistakes, it's also a matter of how you react to it, and also a matter of understanding how you react to it, and also how you interact with others. So yeah, moving on. Let us look at what is happening in DRC. It's DRC news will never end. DRC news will never end. It's stated that DR Congo summon senior army commanders, the generals, and also the colonels, around 41 senior officers, comprising of 35 generals and 6 colonels, have been called for questioning. Be called by, you know, the General Inspectorate of Armed Forces to account for their roles in military failures since M23 captured the border of Bunagana in 2022. 41 senior officials in the military of DRC. The question to say, why were you losing war? Why were you losing battles? And it's a very difficult situation. It's a very difficult situation, particularly when the country is not yet in order. The country is not yet in order in terms of stability. The country is not yet in order in terms of economic stability, in terms of peace. M23 still have their portion. Deals are not yet set, but there's prosecution of former military officers. Prosecution of senior officers. 41. Imagine if you are bringing 35 generals to questioning. That says a lot. Because in terms of accountability, it was supposed to go the other way. The president was supposed to be, or is a commander-in-chief. He's number one commander-in-chief and of the armed forces. And he has to know what is happening on the ground And prosecuting of 35 generals, it means that there is a certain failure in terms of how your army is operating. And in terms, it also says a lot about your security. Because if you are summoning 35 generals...
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750 ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yes, we are continuing with early morning scoop. As I stated, 41 senior officers in DRC Army are called for questioning. It's a commission of inquiry. It's a general inspectorate of armed forces to account for their roles in military failures. And just a few days ago, we were talking about prosecution again of former president. That is Joseph Kabila. It's something that, when you look at it, you ask yourself, why are we fighting ourselves in Africa instead of building ourselves? Why are we prosecuting each other? When you look at, it's not only in DRC. Why can't we have good relationship between the former president and the current president in many African countries? Look at the history of Zambia. Just yesterday, the Constitutional Court in Zambia dismissed the appeal of Lungu's family, and Karungu's family, which was seeking for the president, the former president of Zambia, to be buried in South Africa, where he passed on in June. But the High Court said no. First, the High Court said no. The president deserved to be buried with respect and honor by his people. He was not only a family man. He was a statesman. And he was for all the Zambians. And with just a mere reason, and the family also indicated to say, we don't want Hakainde Hichilema to be part of the burial. That's why they wanted him to be buried in South Africa. Now, what is very interesting is that when the family of Nkarungu went to appeal, the Constitutional Court said no. They hired the best lawyer in South Africa just to score that political battle score. What is very interesting is that when Andy Karongo is going to be buried in Zambia at his home country, the president of the country is going to be the chief mourner. Those are state protocols and there's nothing that you can do. And also have to give respect. And you're asking yourself to say, what's happening in DRC? What's happening in Zambia? What's happening in other African countries? You're asking yourself, why this fight? Why are we keeping on prosecuting each other? Yes, because if you really have 41 senior officers, which is including 35 generals, it also means that you fail to put your army in order. It says a lot about your military organization. And these are the people who have influence also. And if you keep on questioning them, you also question their loyalty. I'm not saying they are innocent, but something that we need to look at. How strong are we to defend our interests? Imagine the richest country on earth, that is DRC. The richest country on earth, with estimated the value of underground untapped minerals between $25 to $35 trillion. But it cannot defend itself. The country cannot defend itself. What does that mean to those who want to benefit from the resources? What is the division in the DRC army means to external forces which are taking out the minerals? And what does it mean to Africa? Because if DRC is vulnerable, it's richest, it's vulnerable, the military is not in order. 35 generals. It's generals. You can't reach a rank of a general just for like that. You must have some level of technical expertise. You must be also understand, you must be battle tested. But if you are questioning 35 generals and 6 colonels, it means that something somewhere, there is something somewhere which is not right. But it's a matter of looking at how they are going to operate. It's also a matter of interpretation, and it's also a matter of what were some of the reasoning to say, why are you losing against M23? M23 have economic motivation. They are well trained. They have advanced bulletproof and advanced technology. Ask the South African military was there. It's not only a rebel, it's a motivated group of people. And you ask yourself, who is backing these people? And what are they fighting? Who is backing these people? So, and when are we going to see peace in DRC? So let us look at this news. Then from there, we are going to look at the issue of water, or clean water at the global level. Then we will speak to Erasmus Nekundi from there. Erasmus Nekundi from MTC, the spokesperson. And just later on, so let us look at this issue of DRC.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has summoned a significant number of senior military officials for questioning following a series of battlefield defeats against M23 rebels in the volatile eastern region. A total of 41 senior officers comprising 35 generals and 6 colonels have been called by General Inspectorate of the Armed Forces to account for their roles in military failures since the M23 capture of the border town of Bunangana in June 2022. Military spokesperson Major General stated this hearing's aim to identify who is responsible for the setbacks that have shaken the army's command structure. The summons comes amid continued fighting between government forces and the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels who have seized key territories including entire cities and drawn regional and international concern. The move also aligns with attempts to reboot confidence among troops, regional partners and international mediators pushing for a durable ceasefire.
Yes, you got it yourself. You got it yourself. 35 generals are called for questioning to see who was responsible for military failure, who was responsible for that defeat, and a statement to say the military is trying to rebuild confidence and also strength to make sure that they protect their country. And yeah, that is what is happening. That is what is happening. So let us look at issues of water, and let us look at the report by World Health Organization. Let's look at the report by World Health Organization. Things are not looking well, especially when it's coming to access to clean water. Stated that you know progress has been made in terms of improving sanitation and hygiene worldwide, but the 2.1 billion people globally still lack access to safe drinking water. Access to safe drinking water. If you're in Namibia, you are drinking tap water every day, you must understand that there's something that you need to celebrate about. When you're looking at Namibia, I think the access to water is not a concern anymore, although there are some regions where it's still very difficult, but in terms of access to water. 2.1 billion people in the world, they still lack access to safe drinking water. They're still getting waters from wells, unclean water, and also, which is unhygiene. And it's based on World Health Organization report. And it's also, you know, when you are receiving this news, when you are receiving this news and see what is happening around the world, you must also appreciate what you have, what other people do not have. If it's 2.1 billion people globally, but you are not lacking water, you are not lacking access to water, although there is a lot of things that we need. And that is part of basic human needs, clean water. And at the world level, at the global level, it's 2.1 billion people. If you are not one of them, you must also thank those who provide water for you. That is your private sector, your NGO, or the government in general, which is a custodian of saving and also assisting the people. Make sure that if you have access to water, other 2.1 billion people around the world, they are still drinking from wells, they are still not able to have access to water. So let us look at this news, then we conclude with global affairs, then we look at our guest.
Contaminated, dirty, or simply not enough. Access to safe drinking water has globally increased over the past decade, but 2.1 billion people worldwide still lack enough of it. These are the findings of a new report released by the World Health Organization on Tuesday. The document assembled data on the state of hygiene, access to safely managed sanitation, and menstrual health for women and girls from around the world. Globally, rural areas lag behind urban centers, where sanitation is generally more developed, although coverage for hygiene and drinking water has stagnated in cities around the world. The report also highlighted that 106 million people drink directly from untreated surface sources of water. And in areas where water infrastructure is lacking, women and girls are primarily responsible for collecting water, according to the available data, which means that they spend less time on other activities. The WHO called for accelerated action on these issues, especially for the most marginalized communities.
Yes, in the areas where there are no water, women and children, they are responsible for collecting water. That is the report. It's not me. It's the report. And it's also indicating that then it will also cost them not to spend time in other activities. So let's look at the commercial break. Then we'll look at the fifth generation of cellular network. Look at 5G. What are some of the advantages of 5G? And also we look at who will benefit from this 5G, and also who will also be able to access it, and what is different, what is the difference between 4G and 5G. So stay tuned, especially us who like to be on our phone, especially us who operate doing business online, ordering things, students, lecturers, academicians, supervisors, and also every individual. So stay tuned. In a few minutes, I'll be in communication with the spokesperson of MTC, that is Erasmus Nekundi, just to help us unpack this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Direct.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of connectivity, accessibility, affordability, and also issues of connectivity and all those things. And it was indicated that MTC Namibia have launched 5G fifth generation cellular network, and to fasten internet connectivity and also to assist with the clients. And you know, most of us, we like using, either we are using phones, we are studying, and we're always complaining about the slowness of internet. But 5G, as people, we have been advancing cars from Golf 5, Golf 7, R, and all those things. One of the things is speed and also easy to navigate through life. So for me to unpack this, I'm in communication with the spokesperson of MTC, that is Mr. Erasmus Nekundi, just to help us, to assist us, and also to clarify some of the things. Especially, what is, so good about 5G, the difference between 5G and 4G, and also, issues of, how can business utilize this, network and all those, things. Mr. Erasmus Nekundi, good morning and, welcome to Early Morning Scoop.
Good morning and, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking time also. Thank you for taking time. We understand, MTC have been busy, and we have also received that communication that, you rolled out, 5G. Maybe just, to give us a short background, how, what were some of the development, how you end up, here with 5G, and also before we go deep into the content.
Yeah, I think 5G is, has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And as Namibians, as a country, have been in anticipation and expecting the deployment and rollout of 5G
for
quite a while. And as a leading telecommunication and a digital enabler company in the country, we are proud that last week, in Ngwediva, we were able to finally launch and announce the deployment and the availability of 5G network in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What is new? Because not everybody understand tech very well. We just want to be connected and do our assignments online. We just want to to communicate with our friends outside the country and all these things. We are always complaining about the slowness of internet and all this. But what is so unique for a layman? What is so unique of 5G in comparison to the other service such as 4G?
Well, the difference is simple. 5G comes with great efficiency that is facilitated mm-hmm. by the high speed that is associated with 5G.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with low latency mm-hmm. of data transmission. So mm-hmm. it's a much more powerful internet. It gives you more powerful and high speed in terms of internet connectivity, and that's what differentiated really from the other, like for instance the 3G, the 4G, and the 4G. Mm-hmm. You know, with that high speed, it means that you don't even have you won't have buffering internet.
Mm-hmm.
You will have that seamless internet connectivity that will allow you to optimize, for instance, your operations. So, or let's say, for instance, you are like you find people who do gaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are in Namibia and you are gaming with someone who is in America because of that superiority in terms of connectivity that comes with 5G.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even experience these buffering issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that high speed, low latency data transmission is what gives the difference between 5G and the other generations.
Mm-hmm. I think my colleague Helmut is listening. Is a hardcore gamer, and I think he's very happy about the service. And let us look at the first rollout. You pointed out. Our institution pointed out some of the towns, especially Ongwendiva, Swakop, Wavis Bay, and Windhoek. Why did you first decided to choose these towns? And when do we expect 5G to be rolled out to the whole of Namibia?
Well, this is the first phase of deployment, and as part of our commercial deployment strategy, those four towns are the ones that were selected. So it's really just part of a commercial deployment strategy.
Mm.
And as you've indicated, it's available in Ongwendiva, Windhoek, Swakopmund, and Walvis Bay. However, in the coming months, we're going to go out with a robust deployment, make sure that we also take it to other towns in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a question to say, what does it really mean that now that Namibia has implemented 5G, what does it mean to Namibians, to Namibia as a country?
Mm.
And the answer is really that it indicates that we are on the right track in terms of keeping up with the technology.
Mm.
We are, it means that we are able to implement all the and digitize
mm.
all the plans that we have as a country. You know, we talk about digitization
mm.
and really when you have 5G
mm.
enabled in your country, it means that you are able to have your digitization, your digital plans
mm.
being able to optimized and implemented easily because of the network
mm-hmm.
of 5G, the connectivity that you get from 5G.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question regarding, you know, there is an ordinary person out there who is also asking to say, you know, there are those people who are resistant to change. I'm not advising them to be resistant to change, but it's a matter of human nature. Is 5G operating parallel with 4G?
The good part is that on our phones,
mm-hmm.
Of course, if you have your a phone that is 5G enabled,
mm.
You can always, depending on what you want,
mm.
your preference,
mm-hmm.
you can always choose
mm.
to switch on 5G,
mm.
or you can choose to stay on 4G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and really, I'll say with 5G,
mm.
for you to choose 5G, you will have to look at your need.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself on the phone, do I need 5G connectivity right now?
Mm.
Or am I okay with 4G? Because remember, with greater speed and greater power
mm.
comes also with a cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you, it's therefore one to decide to say, I think I'm good with 4G on my mobile number.
Yeah.
Or I think at this point in time, I need that superior connectivity. Let me switch on 5G. And that's a good part, that our phones has given us the option of choosing which network, which mm-hmm. Generation of network we want to be on. You can choose 2G, 3G, 4G, or 5G.
Mm-hmm.
You can alternate between the two.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go to the main question of the to the main question of the cost, let us look at let's connect network efficiency with SMEs, with business. How do you think this is going to assist those who the small and the medium enterprises, because we are more concerned with SMEs, and we are always trying to bring conversations which are uplifting young business people and also smaller businesses, not only for young people, but SMEs, those who are still about to take off the ground. How are they going to benefit from this 5G?
And I think the judges at the advantage or the benefits of 5G can be reaped or enjoyed by an individual.
Mm.
I also think highly that enterprises, whether macro or micro, also stand to benefit greatly. And perhaps I can also, you see, in most enterprises, more people are moving towards digitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And digitalization is not just limited to larger enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as low or small and medium enterprises, we also want to improve our efficiency and our operations by going digital. You know, for that convenience, for that efficiency, for that effectiveness,
for
the optimization of our operations. And that is where enterprises would greatly benefit. And if I can give an example, for instance, 5G in a sector like mining, it will help to improve, for instance, safety through real-time monitoring of hazardous conditions. Predictive maintenance, remote operations. We understand, and all these. For instance, things like remote operation, optimization of your processes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something that can be that happens in big enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Even small and medium enterprises are also capitalizing on this. They also want to have, to optimize their operations so that they are able to serve their customers better.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm to go back to other sectors, for instance, in agriculture, for instance,
mm-hmm.
5G really allows you or permits you to have, for instance, to do smart, farming. It supports that precision farming. Automated machineries. Smart agriculture. In the health sector, when you can be in Ongwediva and a doctor in Windhoek, is in Windhoek, but because of that availability of that superior connectivity that does not even buffer, a doctor will be able to operate on you while he is in Windhoek and you are in Ongwediva.
Mm-hmm.
So that remote operation facilitated and made possible by a connectivity like 5G. So really, it's something that we ought to embrace. Is a connectivity, is a network connectivity, data transmission that comes with that powerful position that helps us to really optimize our business operations. And we're talking about Internet of Things. You can be at work and you can open or close your house gate remotely, and you can even monitor it nicely we're on your phone. You get what I mean? You can be at home, at work, and you are able to set and control the temperature of your fridge remotely. Speaking about Internet of Things, that is what 5G gives, and that's the power of 5G. That's the magic of 5G, and that's really what we want to embrace.
Indeed.
Especially in big enterprises, mm-hmm. and small and medium.
Yeah, I think internet is part of. It's becoming part of human right also now, because we are living in a digital platform. We need to be at a digital environment, and that is where a lot of things are happening. And also at some of the things that you have mentioned, especially in the medical sector, because improvement of somebody's health is number one. But us not having enough doctors and enough also medical practitioners, having a strong internet, I think, it's going to assist. Now, before we go to the cost, how can, because Namibia is the highest, it's one of the highest unequal country in terms of wealth distribution, and there's a gap in terms of either earning and also access to economic activities. How can somebody who is at deep down the rural area have access to 5G? How can an underprivileged person get access to this kind of connectivity or network?
Like I said, right now we have deployed or rolled out 5G in Ogwediva, Windhoek, Swakopmund, and Barbersbay. However, we have a plan to go with a robust deployment across the country. This means that for one to get access to 5G, we on our side, we have to make sure that we have invested in the deployment in this technology, so that it's not just centered in Windhoek or Gwediva or Shakati, but we make sure that we provide if necessary or enough capital injection in rolling out this technology so that it's able to be reach every single Namibian.
So
that's really the inclusive approach, and this is something that we have always been on, to say that we have to be very inclusive in terms of our service provision, and it's now where it's also now probably going to be your next question, to say that affordability, because when talking about inclusivity, you also kind of have to think of affordability.
Yeah, in terms of affordability, we understand, and I don't want to speak on behalf of your clients. A lot of people appreciate. I'm a client of MTC, but there's also a question of saying, no, you know, this internet is a very good thing. However, my data is running out and all these things. But what is the differentiation factor between the previous or the 4G and 5G in terms of cost? Or what are some of the new development that you guys brought about, especially in terms of cost? How expensive is 5G, if I have to be straight in that?
So it's a question on affordability.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always say that affordability is relative. You know, what is affordable to me might not be affordable to the next person. What is expensive to me might be affordable to the next person.
But there is a general.
So it's a question of it's a relative subject. And this is now where we come in with our commercial strategy in terms of pricing and packaging. You have to be very, we are very cognizant that we have people with different income groups in society.
Yeah.
So how do you gotta make sure that you design packages that speaks to different age groups and income groups. Mm-hmm. For instance, right now we have what we call Spectra Internet. Spectra, you realize that it gives you internet connectivity, but it comes with different packages. There is one for 400, for 700, for 1,000 and whatnot. Why is it designed like that? Because we are cognizant that we have people that have different incomes. There is one that is able to afford the one for a package for 1,000. And there is one who is only able to afford a package for 400. So we are very cognizant, and we design and set our packages so that they speak to different incomes and different needs, because we don't all have the same needs. You understand? So when you made such different packages now available, you then give the people the option, the choice, to choose what they can afford and what speaks to their need.
So you are indicating that even the elders, the adults, and also the students, they have their portion.
You think across board to say, we are students, then we have a package tailored for students, for instance. We have people who require, and they are heavy data consumer, and they really need more, and therefore, and then they have the ability to pay for that. Can you also cater to that? So it's really segmentizing your product offerings to the market.
Yeah.
To make sure that people don't just say, the packages that are being offered, it's only packages that can be afforded by the elites or by certain people. Us here, there is nothing that is provided for us. So it can't be like that. And yeah. And I can go further, for instance, also in terms of providing affordability. You see, we have even our aware product range. You have one that speaks to, for instance, the price can push to 290 something. You find some that speaks to, for instance, if I can give an example, we had what is called Oka Away, Super Away, Away Ultra, Away Gig, all those things. It's being considerate of a different income levels of people that we have in society and different needs.
Yeah, when we are there, you know, we have seen in 1 decade we see advancement in terms of a generation of network, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. Are we expecting again super fast internet maybe in few years to come, or this is the end?
No, it cannot be the end. It cannot be the end at all. You see, the other parts of the world are already speaking of the 6G. You understand? So it cannot be the end. And for us, is to make sure that we always keep up with the latest technology so that we don't become a stagnant and a redundant nation in terms of technology. And obviously, things and technology is all, it evolves at a very fast pace. You get what I mean? It is now on us to make sure that we keep up with the world. We don't want people are talking about this generation, you don't know what you are talking about. And also each generation enables or opens us up to new, you know, ability of innovation and new offerings. So it's very important that you keep up as a country so that you also get to continue, you know, digitize your operation and also be able to help in terms of bridging the digital divide.
Yes, Erasmus Nyakundi, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your time and also for clarification of some of the burning questions, especially in terms of business and also affordability. But thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. And I always, when we get an opportunity, I always, if your time permits,
yeah,
I always like to give out briefly an information on scammers. We know that these guys are the scammers. Always, you know, they get very creative every day. And oftentimes we get, you know, people, members of the public calling our call center or calling, sometimes it's calling us on our personal mobile phones, employees of MTC to say, I had my money on my wallet. And I was called by Joseph, who apparently calling me from the MTC head office. And they are saying because I have been recharging or I have been a customer for MTC for a long time. And I was selected is a winner of a specific set, a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And they always go to say, for you to claim your prize, you must dial a specific code on your phone. And they will start giving you instruction what to do. And the whole act is really to trick you in revealing or giving them your banking details or personal details. And our advice is always this. This is what we are warning the public, and we want them to know. The moment someone says, for you to claim your price, you must dial on your phone this specific number or code. Just know that that person is likely a scammer. It's not there from MTC. If possible, cut the phone off. How does MTC do it when we have competition? So when we have competitions, we will call you and we'll tell you that you won in this specific competition. We'll give you the name of the competition and we'll tell you for you to claim your prize. You must take specific documents to your nearest mobile store and give those documents. Sorry, I have a cough that is disturbing me.
Okay.
Give those documents to an MTC agent that you will find in that mobile store. Someone that you can see and even read their name. Not you giving out your personal information over the phone to someone that you don't even know, someone that you can't even see, someone that's claiming to be a Joseph from MTC.
Okay, I have a question there. How come somebody using MTC number and cannot be traced? When we see people are using MTC number, but we gave our ID and all these things, we're supposed to be in the system, right? Why is it so difficult to catch that person?
That is very wrong to say that someone that MTC is not able to trace numbers.
Yeah.
It's very wrong. MTC has the capability. Sorry, to trace numbers.
Yeah.
However, at how does MTC get to a point tracing numbers and revealing someone's information? We only do this on the request of the police through a court order. Most of the time, when someone is scammed, they call MTC straight. When you are scammed, that is a police case. Because someone stole your money, for instance. It's a police case. So you ought first and foremost to report that case to the police.
It's the police which has to come to you.
To the police. Open a case. MTC is forever ready to assist the police in the investigation. If the police comes to MTC and says, we have this case, we are investigating, and we have a court order requesting you to assist in the investigation. So we do that within the set procedures that are in place. If the police says we want to trace and see where this number is, and for as long as that number is on our network, we'll be able to tell the police and say, right now that number is connected to a tower in Van Aeda. And it belongs to this specific person. So we are able to give that information to the police. However, you cannot, you as an individual, just call us and say, oh, Mateus scammed me. I want to know where he is.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone can just call like that.
Yeah,
as an entity entrusted with people's data, you just dish it out like that. it would be very, very irresponsible of us
mm-hmm.
to be just dishing out consumers' data like that.
So I think it was.
There is an issue of protecting the data of your consumers, and we are very, very serious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I have a jealous girlfriend, or you have a jealous girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and he says, I'm going to teach him a lesson, I'm going to make sure that his number is blocked.
Uh-huh.
I'll just call MTC. Well, these numbers can't be, and then we just go ahead and block the number.
Mm-hmm.
So we do assist only through the set procedures.
Mm.
You report the case, police start
investigation,
they get the court order, they come to us through the established procedures, then we'll be able to assist. So to say MTC can't even trace numbers,
is not correct. Yeah.
But to say that MTC is not able because we have registered our SIM cards.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that MTC is not stopping crime? The issue of fighting crime primarily does not lie with MTC.
I hear you.
It lies with the police.
However,
we are able to assist the police.
No, I think it's just a matter of information, and I think a lot of people in the public, and it is a very good thing that you brought it out here. A lot of people in the public, they have been also complaining to say why we are MTC clients and all these things. But I think it's just a matter of clarification of information. Now that you spoke about court order, somebody who is out there will be able to follow the right procedure. And those are some of the things that we are always trying to clarify, to see. Sometimes we can't go directly to an institution, but we have to ask you, like we have you today in the studio, to say why things are this way. Because at the end of the day, we are all your clients. Somebody who did something wrong and somebody who did wrong to me. But you also need to protect the, unless there is a legal framework which is being followed. But I think with that, I think you clarified it very well. And I think it's also just a matter of public also to ask right question, because I can only complain when I'm in problem. But I don't need to look for information if a situation did not come to me yet.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I think we will continue educating.
Yeah.
And maybe before I you let me go, I want to give out the number that we use in all our competitions. In all our competition, we only call our winners from one number. And that number is 081. So call 8-2000.
Yeah.
081-888-2000.
Mm-hmm.
If you are getting called by a number that is different from that, and you're saying, we are from MTC, it's a botch.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Nekundi. Thank you for your time, and also thank you for your clarification and also input.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yes, that was Erasmus Nekundi, the spokesperson of MTC, and he spoke to us especially regarding 5G, regarding 5G. What is unique about 5G is connectivity, efficiency, and also how we can advance in terms of speed, and also sorting out your issues, particularly in the digital platform. You know, in this world, in the world of advancement, you have your phone, you can open your car, close the door of your house, and also controlling the temperature of your house from work. And this require internet, which is fast, and also internet, which is strong. And I think these are the development that we are going through, because the thing about technology is that they don't wait for you. They don't, technology do not wait for, what you think about it, but you need to understand what is happening around the world. You need to understand what's happening around the world. Because, you know, those days, especially when you are studying at the university or college, there is always a problem with internet. There is always a problem, especially in time where you are about to look at your CA marks, you're about to look at whether you passed that year or not, are you going to graduate or not, whether you communication between supervisors. It takes time. You have to refresh your email 2 times. But with strong and fast connectivity, I think it's going to bring some changes. And also the fact of SME operators also to make sure that they use this. And also he spoke on the matter of, scammers. Because MTC indicated to say, you're all clients. And MTC cannot do the work of a police. However, if you have a court order and you are scammed by somebody, it's easy for you to get that person. Just know that it's easy for you to get that person. Anyway, because with MTC, you are all registered there. And they know exactly where, which network you're operating from, and easy for you to be assisted. Just get that, court order. And, I think it's a matter of information, and we also, need to develop the aspect of asking information, because when you're asking information, if you are not asking information, you end up making a lot of mistakes. But it's easier for you to ask information, especially when you are not in trouble, so that by the time that they come to you, you already know. Because some people, you end up hating somebody, not necessarily because of what a person have done, it's because of a lack of clarification in terms of information. That's why it's always very important to make sure that you communicate. We ask questions. That's why here in Early Morning Scoop, we make sure that, we interrogate matters, and we also clarify those information to the public. So, dear listeners, we have around 24 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in country?
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. This is your economic conversational program. So economic conversational program. And you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Yes, and while we are there, it's always very important to make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper for today is out. And I think Mike will also help you to go through, you know, when he's going to unpack the day, because we are always indicating to you that the Villager newspaper is a platform where you'll be able to get access to content on business, content on the market, content on human development, capital, investment, trade, food security, football, sport in general, and also other sectors of development. And you will capacitate yourself, and I will assist you to make those decisions, to make those economic decisions, to make those long-term practical economic decisions, and also to improve how you deal with things. Because if you look at the front page of the Villager newspaper, is an aspect of domestic market filled with capital that is by you know, Menoha Angala. And you can go, we look at the aspect of the youth fund, where are the youth facing, where are the youth standing in terms of the youth fund, in terms of the pilot project. Do you have enough information about the youth fund? Do you have enough information about how to make how to use that 257 million that is on the table to assist the young people? If you do not have those information, we are always indicating to you that that's why we are always telling you, get access to the Villager newspaper in a digital format. And that's why we are always saying to say, no, send your name to 081-241-44, save that contact detail. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WhatsApp, you'll be able to receive that newspaper, because others, they're already reading, and others are already informed, and they know where to go, what to do, when, how, and with who. So, you also find you can also find, you know, application forms, information regarding institutions such as University of Namibia, institutions such as Wichia University. You find information, and you can also market with, advertise with us. You can also advertise with us, advertise with the Villager newspaper. Talk to me, Monica Ipinge, talk to our marketing manager. Talk to me, Monica Ipinge, so that she will be able to assist you, particularly when it comes to buying time on air, and also market with our newspaper, market with our paper, so that we are always indicating to you that, you know, money invested in advertisement is money on the way to you. Money invested in advertisement is money on your way back. It's money on your way back. And with aggressive advertisement, you'll be able to reach your clients, not only in Namibia, but also around the world, because a digital environment is a connected environment. And we are talking about 5G today. Think about 5G today. The world is moving very fast. That's why if you are not able to read and see what is happening around, then you'll miss out. And yeah. Stories also, very good to look at, what is happening in terms of, what is happening in the market? What are some of the new development? What are some of the changes in terms of trade? And what are some of the changes in terms of, issues of, governance and issues of development? So, While we are here, you can still communicate with us. You can still engage us at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. And you can air your opinion. You can also air your view. Yeah. Looking at news outside Namibia, the news outside Namibia. Oh, there were some some remarks or some expressions, especially from the Minister of International Relations, South Africa Minister of, former Minister of International Relations, South Africa former Minister of International Relations, that is Narendi or Dr. Narendi Pando. No, she gave some, remarks, especially when he's criticizing ANC, that is her former political party. I mean, her former party that gave her opportunity to lead in several sectors. She served as a minister of higher education at one point. She also served as a minister of international relations. She said the party has lost its glory because the leaders are not serving the people. She also indicated that the glory of ANC must return to serving the people. And it's a bit shocking, but when you see former minister, we have seen it not only in South Africa, not only in Namibia, but in many other countries. When you see somebody after you lost the power, or after you relinquish your power, or after you are no more at a decision-making table, they start becoming activists, which you understand. But the question is that she has been part of the system for the past 31 years in South Africa, post the independence of South Africa, 31 years. She's been part of the system. The question is that what did you do? Did you try to address those issues when you were sitting on that table? Yeah, that's why we are always discussing these issues, to say, if you are part of the dinner table, if you are part of the dinner table, do not wait for you to leave the office so that you can start doing these things. Because if you are really honest about saving the people, why do you have to become an activist after you do not have power? And you have seen a lot of shocking remarks made by former either MP or former ministers, which is their right though. But when you are part of the system, it's better for you to advise why you are in the system. It's also better for you to see how, what do you do? Because the same way other people were looking at you is now how you are looking at, how you are looking at others. Require critical interrogation and also require critical assessment, because in most cases with African development of African countries, we only see people complaining when they leave offices. But we do not want them to complain when they're in office. We want them to show their wisdom there. We want them to advise why they are there. We want them to ask questions. Advise your seniors in a respectful manner, to say the project that you are bringing on the table is a lie. It's a lie. It's not going to work. It is not feasible. Advise when you are there. But when you come out and say, no, there is an alternative way of doing things. Or comrades, no, do not do that. That is unethical. It's against our principles. Advise each other there. Not only complaining. Just don't, because it's very dangerous also to see when a politician retire and is complaining about corruption. What did you do? Did you see somebody stealing and advise a person? Or you were just looking? So, let's just look at the caller. Hello?
Yes, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you, sir?
Ah, good.
Hmm.
My take on the one you are saying, leaders, they want to talk after they leave office.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't believe in that. You know, after living on this earth and some experience I've gained and understanding how, you know, there is a problem always.
Yeah.
The people they speak, don't think people
They speak, ne?
They speak inside there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem what you are dealing with, you have got people who are compromised.
Mm-hmm.
If your leader, the person who is in the forefront, is compromised,
mm-hmm.
The challenge is you think the people are not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because, you know, there is a say that goes, eh?
Yeah.
If you are doing nothing, it goes like a. It's like if you're not there.
Yeah, yeah.
You may think people are doing nothing.
James.
Yes?
Let's go there and check and come back. Let's go there and see.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Look, that's part of the point of maybe the CEO.
Yeah.
Maybe the CEO there in the organization, he's the one who is blocking everything. He's compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't want you to, and you learn, no, these companies are not performing. It's not the company not performing. Maybe the minister in that, who is a leader, is compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So the minister have taken a side one or the other. So the other people will try to work so hard, but that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ministers, some of the ministers might have spoken before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you are there,
yeah.
You know, they say you don't wash in public.
Yeah, yeah.
So you try to be a little bit diplomatic, even if you are not happy.
Uh-huh.
So you try to be diplomatic, but you say one day I'll speak out. And this is what happens.
It will eat you.
Yeah. So I think, look at it this way. If you listen to the speeches of when Mkwanazi said that in South Africa, let's look at South Africa.
Mkwanazi
said everybody was blaming him.
Yeah.
But you can see actions are happening as we speak. So the guy lied, and other people are still saying he lied. It was just whatever. It's not tested in the court of law. But even if it's not tested,
there's something.
When people are saying, Becky Pere called the Kate Matlala.
Ten times apparent.
If Mkwanazi did not speak that.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
But Mkwanazi is an officer.
Yeah.
And he was saying it in that line. Unfortunately, he's a brave man.
He took risk.
Yes. He went to parliament. He informed parliament. Parliament did do nothing.
Because
the people in that parliament are compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do you call people honorable when you know these are criminals?
Now, it's now very difficult.
You get to the point that if the judiciary is honesty, we have got what you call CR 17. CR 17 sealed. The people are told you cannot know who is the donor. But you are saying that donors must be known so that we know who is running the country.
It's true. Who is running the show?
The show. Eh? Because whoever pays the piper, calls the tune.
I hear you. No, you are absolutely correct. Now.
The judges, they feel that thing. Not only that, when you find money in the president's house, that is, says if you cannot have this forex money in your possession, then somebody comes and he says again, classified.
You have a point.
How much do you think most of the ministers or most of those members who are there in parliament, some of them from the same party, how much frustration do you think they go through?
I hear you.
Yes. So then people, they come and say, no, but look, we have tried to protect this guy, but the guy is just so bad to the point that the president goes to ask a question. He doesn't understand how is it that a white child gets better future than a black child. You are living in Africa. You are one of the leaders. And that's why sometimes, you see, I like what the Becky says sometimes, but I blame him. I don't like former leaders to talk about anything depending development in Africa.
they must sit down. No, maybe
others, who were reporting to the president, I will understand them. But the president, the former president speaking about how we should benefit from our minerals. No.
Eh.
Come on, let's get it seriously.
Mm.
This person was like the same thing like Tete Zuma. He goes and he says, how? Chief, the man was there.
I hear you.
Yes. So what is it that maybe the agent of the agent of non-progress, eh? Mm. The enemy of progress. Because how is it possible that the person was in power?
Mm.
He could not change anything. He even killed. He was there when the other people were killed, when they were fighting for better wage. And the same Pakam person comes and tells you, no, I'm going to fight for your better wage. That day when the other people were gunned down.
Yeah.
Come on, get no, look.
No, I hear you, ne? Those
who were not leading.
Yeah.
But those who were leading.
Yeah.
If you were leading, yeah. You can't come and tell us. Tell us something. The other ones who were reporting to you, maybe they have voiced their frustration.
But I think you are in power. If you are a minister, you are in power because a presidency is nothing without the assistance of the ministers. You are all leading. They must all take a blame. If they are not speaking, they are not speaking. Even former ministers should not speak. Because they were all there. Because sometimes, imagine you are the president. I'm the minister of finance. I understand how finance is working. But I'm tricking you. And do you think you have really enough time to go to details of all the ministries? Because you appointed me because you trust me. And if I'm giving you advice which are not correct, there's a possibility that you end up making a wrong decision because I'm your principal advisor.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you are compromised, if a leader is compromised, there's nothing the leader can do. Mm-hmm. He has to follow, even if something is wrong. But if the leader is not compromised, go to China. The leader is not compromised. Chief, you are found guilty tomorrow. You are already.
You're with your ancestors.
Yes, you become our ancestor.
Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah.
You have stolen from the people.
Uh-huh.
We are discussing fishing quota. Last time, I think the minister, was it ED, who was talking about the rules were never changed since the time of Jacques Shangara. Jacques Shangara.
Mm.
After they changed those things, nothing has changed. Maybe in this current government, maybe things will change.
Mm-hmm.
But in the former presidential government, things never changed. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Up to now, it's not changed. Because why? They want to continue benefiting, eating alone. You see?
No, I hear you.
So these are the things, other leaders, to be honest with you, their voice, there are people who are not corrupt. Their voice, but they are frustrated to the point where they say, no, look.
Mm.
I don't know what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why when they get an opportunity, they come out. You know, like there are few people who are like the late, is it the late? I think I'm not sure. I think he is the late Longa. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
The former minister. He was for Labour. Eh?
Oh, Peter.
Peter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still alive.
No, he's no more.
Yeah. You see, he could come on radio and speak the truth to the people because he was not happy. He's not a corrupt person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot eat at the same time and then you are now.
You cannot eat with food in the mouth.
Food in your mouth.
But you know, I was asking a question yesterday to say, you know, we are celebrating Independence Day. I mean Heroes Day. Now, who are our economic heroes? Do those people who died for this country, if you ask them a question, is this the Namibia that they wanted, especially in terms of the economic standard that where we are? And who are our economic heroes now?
There are people who don't want us to be honest, to come out, because you might think they are, we might charge them with treason. As we are very quick in judging others.
Yeah.
You know. Some people tell you they regret to go to fight Because what they were taught and what is happening is two different things.
Yeah, because I was saying when they were at fight, there is this liberation song to say Rinoka Wenongoporo with copper and diamonds, and when we are done with that, we are going to be in charge of that. But we get our copper and diamond.
You came back, you find that the white term colonizer is the one who is running everything.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah, I hear you. But you know, James, sorry to cut you. Just 2 seconds, we are about to conclude because of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, quick one.
Yeah.
Look, I still have got a problem, eh?
Yeah.
A little bit of a problem by.
Yeah.
Why do we still allow private sector to flourish more?
Okay.
To have more power
okay.
in the country.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
That is run by the government. Let the government have power.
From sunrise to supper time, Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation.
Yes, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to Early Morning Scoop. And we are going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. So stay tuned. We are going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri to unpack the day. And sorry, James, due to time, thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your contribution. To time, we cannot be able to continue, but we always thank those who contributed, and also those who wanted to contribute, and also those silent listeners. We always understand, and we always see you next time, same time, same place.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM.
Eagle FM.
Namibia.
Eagle FM. The eye. The eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafa sana nana nongeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombito mbwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. kara onkwashi paregi uimepo yo mo programa detu moambo dengera selma konara heta tuimu datu datu heari hamano tano o niyaji Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.